With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite the slew of legal challenges brought against him, challenges that Donald Trump says are designed to damage his presidential bid, the former president still manages to hit the campaign trail. And today we find him in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's campaign says he will continue to hammer President Biden over his border and crime policies during a trip to the two pivotal Midwestern states that could determine the outcome of the 2024 election. Trump will deliver a speech on what his campaign calls Biden's border bloodbath. I'm Julie Walker.
A gag order against the former president has been expanded by the judge presiding over Mr. Trump's pending New York criminal trial. The order now covers the court officer's relatives as well. $175 million bond has been posted by the former president, blocking New York State from seizing his assets, pending an appeal of the civil fraud judgment against him. Israel's military promising a thorough and independent investigation of the airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. And Iran is vowing retaliation for what it claims was an Israeli airstrike that killed a top Iranian general in Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, crews making progress in debris removal, the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a huge section of the fallen Key Bridge has been removed from the water.
The entire operation took 10 hours, and in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
They've also opened a temporary channel for vessels involved in the disaster response, with work underway to open more channels around the wreckage at the gateway to the port of Baltimore. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 395 points. The Nasdaq off 223. This is SRN News. An Oregon church wins a court battle.
A federal judge has ruled that the city of Brookings cannot bar St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from feeding homeless people. The city council had passed a new zoning ordinance that would have barred the congregation from handing out food more than 2 days per week. The judge ruled that the law violates St. Timothy's First Amendment rights. The church has been feeding people for 15 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state's constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue that it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio is one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This lawsuit has been filed on behalf of several abortion clinics. This is SRN News. Bird flu, turns out it's not only for the birds.
Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tough times for Tesla. The electric vehicle pioneer reports vehicle deliveries in the first quarter dropped 9% from the same period 1 year ago. That's despite price cuts that were aimed at attracting more buyers. More details at SRNNews.com.